This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Just zipping around, zooming and zipping with Lewis Black. And he is freaking out.
Yeah.
He is getting red and pissed.
You know the backstory there.
The backstory to him getting pissed?
Yeah.
No.
He is
the
mad.
Backstory.
Yes.
That's the backstory?
He is one of these guys who came out of his mommy's womb just mad.
So the backstory is that he was born
mad. You ever see Mad Max? Have you seen it? Have you seen Mad Max?
What's the question?
Have you ever seen Mad Max?
No.
Yeah, well, okay, then I can't make my point.
Okay.
I'll say it anyway. If you watch that movie, he's really not that mad compared to Lewis.
Okay, that's helpful. That is helpful. It's not a backstory.
What do you want from me?
When you say, when I talk about how Lewis is mad and pissed, and you say, have you heard the backstory?
Well, but.
And then you say, he is mad. Basically the same thing that I just said. And then you're giving me examples of who he's mad compared to.
None of that is a backstory. You're leaving out your part of this, which is I go, have you heard the backstory? And you go, the backstory? To him being mad, you're like all fucking uppity.
Well, yeah, but I was right.
No, because
you didn't actually.
No, you weren't.
It turned out that I was right.
No,
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook,
okay. Julie.
Insider's guide to dropping names in the back door.
You sit for this
hallway.
One, and then we will have you in the next episode.
Okay. You're going to be in the next episode. This episode's about Lewis Black. And the Black story. Dang, damn it. You've got me so riled up. The backstory to how angry he is, because I was going to say he was born mad.
Yes.
And then you got him zipping around.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
And that's reminding him of how he was the original lead singer of the Squirrelnut Zippers.
Yes.
Oh.
And he was kicked out for what?
For being
too mad.
Not okay. Old-timey.
So
enough.
Again, it's not
not a backstory because he's pissed already.
Yeah, so that story here.
In the afterlife.
So we had to zip around so fast to get
Julie?
His hair.
This what? Is not your episode.
This is not your episode.
Sorry.
And I'm very excited to have you for an episode in the future.
Yeah, I can tell.
Probably happening right afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can tell. Is it fucking contagious over there? Are you affected by everything? Is like
Hayes and I are
the
on
backstory.
We're on the
yeah,
you
know, I can
you know
tell.
What? We're on the, let's do the Julie episode now. Let's do the Julie episode.
Don't do me any flavors.
No, yeah, you do the Julie episode, and I'll just watch.
Julie, welcome back to the show, Hollywood Handbook.
Okay. Handbook.
Everyone at home, listen. Oh, it's a Julie episode.
Julie,
it's Queenie.
Yes, Queenie.
Queenie's
she's
triumphant
the only
return.
One who can keep up with
shut
the boys.
Shut up.
And sometimes outpace them.
Who says shut up?
You
me. Say shut up to
I'm
your fans.
Saying
I'm
shut
saying
up
all
to
of
everyone.
This.
I'm in the pocket.
Probably.
Julie, what brings you to this town?
It's like the time where new shows debut.
Okay.
And I like to drive around and look at the billboards. There's a really interesting one about Bradley Whitford.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you called him Bradley Cooper earlier?
I didn't.
You did?
I did?
Yes.
Really?
You were asking me about different shows,
yes,
and you listed three of them.
Yes.
And the third one, you said, is it the one with Bradley Cooper where he's got a scarf on?
Right.
And it says, like, they need him more than he needs them. And I said, I wish, because that would be very interesting to me if Bradley Cooper was doing, like, a multicam.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I wish I worked for that show.
Well, both.
Uh-huh. So yeah. You didn't correct me until we were on the air.
Well, I didn't know what...
How many billboards are there in Los Angeles of Bradley Cooper wearing a scarf in front of a fucking choir?
Well, there's none, but you didn't even say choir. You said he has a scarf on and the poster says they need him.
Right.
You trailed off. And I thought, well, I know that's
You're
not
making
a show,
me sound
but
like
it's
a
not
dribbling,
enough information.
Senile, asshole, idiot.
Hey, if me quoting you is slander, uh-huh, perhaps you should choose your words more carefully.
Did I say Bradley Cooper?
I wasn't here for any
did
of this.
Did I say Bradley?
You don't remember me?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you were talking about some Bradley Cooper show. I didn't know that.
Oh my
Devin.
God!
Devin.
This is so embarrassing. Bradley Whitford.
And it says they need him.
Yeah, but they spell it H-Y. M-M.
They need him.
Right, because he's...
They need him.
They need him.
They need him.
Right. And then there's a choir, and they look... Like, they're either having fun or frustrated, and then he's the opposite.
Okay.
He's stuffy, I think, in the show.
I don't know why he wears that scarf all the time.
Mm.
What other billboards...
how did you come to see?
Is it...
Did you see that one where the lady's like, she just... got a new family, and she told her old family to fucking
to go fuck themselves
off and screw
fuck themselves.
New family,
fucking
yes.
Sit and spin.
What is that one
it
about?
Sounds like a lot of fun. I saw the one for the unicorn.
Boom!
I saw the one.
The unicorn is like this guy's missing.
He's single.
The only one,
and he has the only one who's missing.
Well,
maybe he's not missing. Maybe it's like for a good time.
The unicorn is like
he's single.
Unique yeah. Corn.
He what?
Well, that's how
like
I remember.
That. It is like that.
Well,
how do you remember it?
The horn looks a bit like corn on the cob, doesn't
right,
it?
Right, yes.
And
but
it's pretty unique.
It being
to have
in that place on a head,
that's fairly unique
for a unicorn. For
so it's sort of
for,
a unique
for corn to be there. It's that is unique.
You must
corn.
Admit that's unique. You oh, Julie, you must. Please.
To have a corn cob in the center of your forehead
you
or something that looks
must
like what?
For a horse? Yes. Mm.
And then there's one called Bob. Is it Bob?
Bob.
It's Bob.
Hearts.
Yes.
Yes, and now
Abishola.
She's very gun shy.
Abishola, yeah. What
about the bee names. She's scared.
Oh,
now,
I see.
And I hate
scared of
seeing this.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say what you originally called Abishola.
What did I say?
Abiola.
I'm on two new medications.
Hey, man.
One is for my skin.
They seem like they're working.
And the other's for my brain.
So imagine what we'd be hearing.
Can
if,
I say this?
That
yeah.
One.
Your skin looks great.
Thank you.
Bob Hart's Abishola.
Does he?
I did watch the trailer. He
does?
Definitely does.
Stubbing his
from
nurse.
Mike and Molly.
Mm-hmm. Starts stubbing his nurse.
How is he different than Mike?
He has mustache. And he is...
Mike and mustache.
Somehow 20 years older,
uh-huh,
even though Mike only went off the air like a few years ago.
Right. Mm.
And Abishola, he will not leave her alone and stop talking to her. And he goes to her work and tries to
kills
give her presents. Not in the first episode,
oh,
but
okay.
Is definitely heading in that direction.
Okay.
And it is
funny.
It is funny. Yes.
Okay.
Very funny show.
Okay.
Well, it's time to talk Stumptown at long last. Mm-hmm. The brand of justice that Stumptown is going and doing on these people.
What's Stumptown? Is it the coffee? What was that sound?
I interpreted it as frustration.
What did I do to you? What did I do to either of you?
You said that we're doing the billboard stuff. You said you had 8 minutes of billboard stuff.
I never said such a thing.
You told us we had 8 minutes and you said, just sit back and watch the
Devin,
show,
is that
boys.
True? No.
No, I can't.
Thank
in
you.
Good conscience agree that that's the case. It did not happen.
What?
Except you called it a Brad
do
board.
You have against me. What did I ever do to either of you that wasn't either kind or constructive?
It's got to be either. One or the other.
But
yeah.
No, I'm not saying it has to be. I'm saying, what have I ever done to like, maybe not annoy. That's probably not the right word.
Not
but
right.
Like hurt you. I have never been cruel to you. I've never been rude to you.
Well, maybe that's true.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
What you am I saying? You hurt Sean, though, is kindness. You build him up.
That's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my problem.
Yeah. If you're kind to me, mm-hmm. it freaking stings.
It hurts. It feels like needles, sharp needles and knives.
Ugh. Ow, that kills.
And pincers.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah. And it is.
You don't think that's interesting?
You ever see Hellraiser?
Yes.
How is it?
It's like ahead of its time as far as all the cool like incest. Because I know that like incest is really popular in porno now.
Starting to get, yeah,
it's
starting
huge.
To become big.
Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting.
Their stepmothers are doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And for their
yes.
I
family.
Thought you were talking about the stepfathers, the UCB improv team.
You thought that?
Yes, but then I remembered that my skin looks great and it's because this really big dose of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
But
brain antibiotics.
No, no, no. Yeah,
I think
they don't
it
make
is.
Those.
It's, you gotta wonder what was in that
skin.
Brain.
What was?
Yeah. Before the antibiotics
all
came
I have
in.
Done is been
cleaned
kind
house.
To you. I will just remind you, I've only been kind. I've only been kind to both of you.
It's all felt neutral. Everything my whole life.
Fuck you! Fuck you. It's felt neutral?
You remember you came on this show with Tom and you did an impression of me?
I did an impression of Hayes.
Okay, but
we never got
but
to
you
do...
co-signed Tom's impression of me.
Mm-hmm. So you did co-sign it.
I didn't.
And we never got
on,
to do how was
I
your week. We never got to do how was your week.
That's true, because I didn't know
what's
you
the score
then?
Now? It's like,
my
it's like 15
you
to
me, Julie.
0.
Julie, you did know
15?
Me.
15? I did know you back in the
you
day, but you didn't
did
live here.
Know
you didn't
me.
Live... in the same, I guess that's not fair because I did come out here and like interview Jack Hay and stuff.
In New York? I did live in New York.
When I was doing my podcast regularly? When did you move out here? You son of a bitch.
2009.
Look at your shifty, like, pretty eyes.
2009.
Both of you have like light eyes and fair complexion, and it drives me insane. It drives me crazy. All I do is see boys who. They didn't dislike me in high school. I just didn't exist to them. And I feel like I come on the show and you are actively cruel. Actively
is that
cruel
true?
To me. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem.
Actively cruel.
I think it's funny. I think you're both very funny.
What's Hellraiser sound like?
Yeah, what's,
well it raises.
Peenhead, huh?
Yes, Peenhead.
What's it sound? Devin, pull up Hellraiser.
Okay.
His name's Peenhead.
There's a lot of,
the
like,
main Hellraiser.
BDSM. Oh, I found this. I'm going to send this link to you. I found this really fun.
What is this, a
it's a
stuff?
Woman on ukulele singing about BDSM.
Okay.
Seems like an inappropriate instrument for that kind of content.
It's caused me lots of pain.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he sounds like now.
You have to tell me ahead of time. If it's Garfunkel or Oates, you have to tell me ahead of time.
You have a trigger.
We're going to hear what he sounds like coming up.
If it's Zooey Deschanel, you have to tell me.
I will.
This is a portion of, it says best part of Hellraiser.
Okay.
It's scary. I'm scared.
It doesn't say what does he sound like.
I don't know if Peenhead is going to be in this one. Oh, here it comes.
Y'all need any peens?
That's what he sounds like? That's the best part?
That's crazy.
I may not have seen this movie at all.
Shut it off.
Okay. Your email.
Oh,
yes. Y'all need any peen?
That's surprising.
It's almost Halloween. We're going to talk about horror movies. That was the email.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
That was the email.
Email. What horror movies really freak your bean? And be honest.
Freak my bean?
Yeah.
My clit?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But Sean just acted like he saw his mother split beef and throwing up at the same time. Hit the idea of me being sexual in any way to, I'm going to say both of you, but especially Sean. Look how he's still recovering. I mean, I know he's still recovering. We all know that. He's open about that.
He's
but he's still recovering from me mentioning the only part of my body that's just for pleasure.
And it's true. I accept that. Every other time, we've had so many female guests come on and just...
Is Sean on strike right
all
now?
All we do...
Oh, here he is.
Just say, my clit, and
we just constantly...
We don't react at all.
Sexualize and explore...
Here's what's freaking my bean lately.
Of all our
I'm
female
really
guests.
Excited
but you,
about-
uniquely, I refuse to engage.
I'm really excited about the sequel to Escape Room.
Okay.
Me too.
Who's the bad guy in that?
The room itself.
The room is a guy?
The room is like a character. It's
a
presence. Like it's a, you know, like the way like haunted house movies, like there's a presence to it. Yeah.
Okay.
I've never been to an escape room, but I understand you guys do that a lot out here.
Yeah, because I did it once with Tom.
Yeah, and so it's all you talk about, or all I talk about, I guess. Anyway.
I've been wanting to go back.
Why?
I'd like to try it again.
The same one?
No.
What was the theme of it? Are there themes?
Yeah.
Was this one Alice in Wonderland?
I wish.
Was it?
Now, when I say
that's
I wish
good,
that
though.
Time, it's because I wish it was Alice in Wonderland.
Julie, that's
not
good.
Bradley Cooper is wrong, and I meant Bradley Whitford.
Alice in Wonderland, horror, scary horror version. Because actually some of that stuff is
it's kind of fucked
insanely
up.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
They are chopping. They are, like, there's drugs.
Yeah.
Smoking drugs.
The caterpillar.
Acting weird.
What are they chopping?
The head.
Freaking the queen.
Oh, right. Queenie.
She's chopping off the heads.
Uh-huh.
The listener.
Yes, Queenie. Queenie, yes. I'll mark it down on my board.
You know what? You guys were mean to me before that.
Queenie.
Yes? I'm just.
Let's start
I'm
over.
I'm just razzing. The Razzies coming up. You guys excited about the Razzies?
I knew you'd be able to do it.
I'm going
to
be doing it.
The Razzies are at the end of March.
Sorry, Sean. You were winding up and starting again. I really got in the way of you pulling the bow back. I really fucked with your quiver.
Is that another vaginal thing?
I'm so hostile. I'm so hostile. Let's start from the beginning. Hi, guys.
That's what I was trying to do.
I was doing the horror movie.
Yeah,
a scary one where it's like Alice and Alice like and her friends. It's like Mary Elizabeth Winstead is like a millennial named Alice.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
And she goes through like a...
She follows a bunny from Donnie Darko.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm already fucking freaking out.
Why are you wearing that stupid human suit?
That's terrifying.
I think that's what the bunny said. I'm not positive. Maybe it was mask. Maybe it was mask.
The mask?
Human mask. I think it was probably human suit.
Maybe it was suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has like all these friends and they're going on vacation and she starts, she does a robo trip.
Can it be a, like Project Birthright? Like she goes...
Yes, she goes on Birthright. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Project Birthright. Yeah, she's robo-tripping.
And it's a teen tour. Oh, and can like the Gaza Strip be Wonderland?
Yeah.
Why you make that face?
I was going to ask if the Gaza Strip was another vaginal thing.
No, not anymore. Got, it's hey, not. Now you got haze. That's since I went to the wax. There's a place called Pink Taco on Sunset.
He's stuck
in a loop
now. I know. He's I'm trying to prove it. That I'm cool with it.
I'm totally comfortable with genitals.
Do you want to hear that song?
What song?
On the show?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to do that? It's someone else's content.
But we can. It's a YouTube song. I don't know why that makes a difference. I'm so stupid.
It's on an album.
Is it sincere?
Yes.
Okay.
Just play the first like 10 seconds of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you can get away with 30 seconds.
You can always edit it out. I know how much you guys do in terms of editing. We have to criticize
it. Exactly.
We don't. Oh, okay. We have to riff on it.
No, but we have to. There has to be a critical element to our appreciation of the song.
Okay.
First things first, BDSM is an acronym that we break down into three separate sections. Bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism, and that's all three. As far as ideals, well, that's not quite black and white, but here's two more fucking acronyms to commit to your mind.
She's swearing at me. Thanks. You swear at me? I'm trying to learn. Thanks.
I'm getting a taste of it, though.
Come on. Yeah, I guess I deserve it. I'm a filthy little worm.
Well, everybody needs all these crazy tricks now. Whatever happened to humping for a couple minutes and going to sleep? I'm sorry. That's not good enough for you? It's pretty cool.
Humping?
Yeah,
yes. Humping. What happened?
Where'd that go? People have too much time.
That is what it is. It's these people. You get a hobby.
What do I do with the time? I have to go to the store, get this freaking smacking stick.
Buy the freaking sweet
the
tickler.
Stick.
Yes.
The
sweet tickler.
Taking the sweet tickler.
That's what it is. It's just about filling the day.
It might be about consumerism.
It is 100% about
part
consumerism.
Of it. That's a big part of it.
The corporation.
Do you guys celebrate Buy Nothing Day?
Buy Nothing Day.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
It's a day where you don't buy anything?
Then yes.
You know, everybody wants to have things both ways. It's not always possible. Of course, people are aware are... producer who we love, Chef Kevin, has just recently gotten married. He loves being married. He loves having a wife, but he wishes he was still on the apps.
Yeah.
He met many interesting people.
And it's not about.
It's not what you think. It's not about. That would be part of it, of course, but it's more. Why can't he just have the app open just so he can see who's around and, you know.
And seeing what he could, you know, like, is it cheating to find out what you actually could?
These are the questions Kevin's been asking us, you know, and I don't have a great answer, but guys just tend to think about, you know, looking sharp as starchy Oxfords or stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort.
It's like saying,
but we can have it both ways.
It's like saying, so get this, like,
go ahead.
You buy a bunch of, like, I just got a lot of Mack Weldon stuff.
Okay.
I love it all. It's great.
It's comfortable. It looks good. I'm happy in it.
I got the Ace shirt, or no, the silver crew neck t-shirt. That's the one I got. Fits great.
I got the silver, I got some of the polo shirts.
Shows off some of my curves.
Yeah, my body, you can see every nook and cranny of my body when I put on these polo shirts. I got them really tight.
And then someone says, like, oh, but now you can't, now that you've bought the clothes, you can't go back on the website.
Oh, you're not allowed to look at the website at all to see what else you could buy.
And see what just fits in your cart.
That's betraying the clothes that you're wearing right now.
Okay.
It doesn't really make sense. So you should be able to have it both ways. Mack Weldon wants you to have it both ways. They want Kevin to have whatever he needs to be happy. And, you know, from their light as air underwear to innovative anti-odor tees and versatile yet comfortable pants, Mack Weldon has a full range of clothes that never go out of style.
And if you match and they try to talk to you, then, of course, you'd be like, excuse me, do not talk to me.
I know.
I'm sitting here with my wife right now.
No, somebody tries to, yeah,
I'm put telling something her in my what's cart happening.
On Mack Weldon, if a shirt, you know, was Excuse really me. Getting into my cart without me, like, engaging, I would be like, this is out of line. Like, I'm wearing a shirt, you know, that would never happen.
Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys. Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
We were figuring out the horror movie. We have to do a horror anthology.
Okay, so Donnie Darko
series.
Is the not the Mad Hatter.
Well, it's Donnie Darko's White Rabbit.
He's the White Rabbit, yeah. And who's the Mad Hatter? Who wears a stupid hat?
Who's a bad guy? Well, Freddy Krueger has a pretty stupid hat.
I don't know if we could just use Freddy Krueger.
But Donnie Darko's rabbit is okay.
That's freaky, man.
Okay, so Freddy Krueger is the Mad Hatter. And who's his,
he wears a hat.
He's one of the only guys like this who is wearing a hat.
He's got a hat on.
Every
What's the
second.
Mad Hatter's like apprentice's name?
Oh.
The March Hare.
Sure.
The March Hare.
The March Hare.
The Marcher?
March
Hare.
The Marcher.
March Hare.
The March Hare.
What's his game?
I'm not really focused on him, and I don't think the audience is either.
Submissive, okay, cool.
God, the Mad Hatter was ahead of his time spilling all that tea. If that's Freddy Krueger doing that.
Want some tea, bitch?
He looks sickening, and then he, I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm ready to collaborate. I'm ready to collaborate.
Who's the March Hare?
Oh, gosh.
Is there something like March Madness?
I mean, the March Hare, for you to focus on the March Hare area specifically,
really
we have already found a scary rabbit. Mm-hmm. And now you're forcing us to find a second one. It's so hard. What you're making us do is so difficult. Sean already came up with the Donnie Darko rabbit.
Yeah.
What about
That's the scariest one.
What about
Why
the
are you
sun?
Wearing that stupid human suit?
What about the sun from Breaking Bad?
It's the Psycho Bunny from the line of
RJ.
Oh, underpants. Psycho Bunny, yeah.
Psycho RJ Bunny.
Mitt. Nice,
You don't
dude.
Like the sun from Breaking Bad? Why not?
Well, what?
He doesn't
feel
hair?
Like the March Hare to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
To me, he could maybe play the March Hare.
Right.
But I haven't
That's
seen
what I'm
that
talking
from
about.
Him.
Oh, I see.
You didn't know who the March Hare was.
Psycho Bunny. I've seen Psycho Bunny act like the March Hare.
What's yes. Psycho Bunny?
I've seen the Happy Tree Friends behave in some pretty
nefarious. Oh, those
nefarious.
Are fucked up. Yes. Those are like those fucked up friends. Cartoons.
And also that little bunny on the sticker who's smiling but saying, like, sometimes I think bad thoughts. You know the bunny that I'm talking about? Do you know this bunny?
I don't. Is he like Calvin Pissing kind of attitude? Or?
No. Not exactly.
He's smiling in a he's much, like, more...
Sometimes I think bad thoughts.
Oh, he's devilish?
Yeah. Not to look at him, but when you hear some of the stuff he's saying, pull up
you
this
go,
bunny.
Shit,
you know the bunny I'm talking about.
Dark, man.
Yeah. So that guy's the March Hare?
I would not want to be hanging out with him as the March Hare.
Psycho Bunny?
And Freddy Krueger is the freaking Mad Hatter.
Okay.
Oof.
Have another cup of tea, bitch.
And it's Freddy Krueger saying that to me.
Is there a scary queen from anything? Is there a scary cat? Is there a caterpillar? How do we map this genre?
The Cheshire Cat almost is the scary cat, huh? Because I've seen him drawn where his teeth are so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be James Corden?
Oh, it's James Corden from Into the Woods.
Well, from Cats.
He was the butcher in Into the Woods.
But James Corden's in Cats.
And I tried to
Mess
take a swig with the
I messed myself
gal.
Up. Well.
He's in Cats.
He is, yes.
Have you guys done that as a teaser freezer?
No, yet.
It's silent.
Largely yeah. visual.
There's not a single, there's a song being sung.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could pretend we're watching the trailer and just play the song.
No
Might save
know.
Us a little money.
We got to move. So, like, this is what we're doing is the new AHS. This is the new AHS.
Okay.
Because they do the 80s one this year. Now we got to think about, like, what's the.
Isn't that
next
Pose?
One. Isn't American Horror Story
isn't,
80s?
Isn't, it American
isn't
Horror
that
Story
just
pose? Yeah.
Help me,
like Reagan and everything. You know what I mean?
Pose is Reagan
it's
is
like
happening then?
Well, it's like the 80s horror story
Reaganomics.
Is Pose.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Pose is probably more grounded than some of what they do on American Horror Story.
Okay.
Where there's almost a supernatural element to some of the...
Oh, wow.
Ghoulishness.
Huh.
Yeah.
And did we find the bunny?
I found a creepy bunny. I don't know.
Oh, God. You would know it. You would know it. Let me see.
This one's pretty scary, though.
Is it from a sticker?
It's a sticker.
Scary. Let me see it.
Internet's being dumb. There we go.
That sucks.
I mean, this guy's pretty creepy.
No, not even
Oh,
close.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
I don't like that.
I don't like it one
that's
bit.
No, that's no, too
that's
creepy.
Too
this
scary.
Guy, this one almost looks cute, but you can tell that he's completely
he's
deranged.
Yeah. Bosch ruined his blaster. It's in pieces.
Good boy.
Yeah, well.
Is that allowed?
Of course it is, because he wants common sense gun laws, and he's taking the first step by dismantling his laser ray blaster.
Is it this guy?
What's this?
He should not be eating that. That's plastic.
Oh, Bosh.
Oh, boy.
Bosh, this looks like it could be from just about anything.
Can I get from the water bottle?
Have you been eating plastic, my friend? Say the truth. He took out the middle of it and chewed up.
Oh, that was in the middle of it?
I think so.
Hey, what's your favorite classic horror flick?
Oh, yes. I love this question.
Rosemary's
Say
Baby.
Say the truth.
That is the truth.
Say the truth when
Rosemary's
I ask
Baby.
You.
Rosemary's Baby. Why is that okay. not the truth? You think I'm lying? You think something trashier?
Just make sure you're saying the truth.
I am.
And if you're not, we'll know.
Okay.
That's your favorite one.
I think so.
She's yeah. saying the
okay,
truth.
Okay, and already yeah. it's sort of coming
she's
apart.
She's saying the truth.
Why is
I'm
it
gonna
coming
just
apart?
I'm just gonna walk away. I think she's saying the truth, right?
What are you talking about?
We how do we modernize?
Okay, The Shining.
Oh, I knew it.
And she admitted.
How do we modernize Rosemary's
it's
Baby?
It's at The Shining, but it's at a freaking Airbnb.
Oh my god!
Yes.
That's such a good idea.
Yes. And the old lady who runs the Airbnb is the rabbit from Donnie Darko.
The
and it's
guy.
Like, oh, it's like, though this might be outdated.
Instead of his finger talking to him, mm-hmm. it's an app. It is.
Oh, he's like he has a fidget spinner on his finger.
He's got a fidget spinner.
Fidget spinner.
I said it, tried to at the same time.
Can the. can like Jack Nicholson be a blogger?
Oh.
Yes, that is very. Now
I thought you were gonna say blob.
Well, I didn't.
No, but
what?
Think about that. Can Jack Nicholson be a blob?
Jack
That's
Nicholson.
Insane.
No, Jack Nicholson is blogging for Salon. And he needs to get away.
He has to write a think piece about AOC.
Yes, he's doing like a whole series about AOC, and he has to get away to where are people going now? Where in New York when people are just like, this weekend I'm going to blank.
There's like matcha cafes.
Okay, that is absolutely not what I'm alluding to at all.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You mean like
what kind of
New
cafe
York
do you want? Yeah.
I don't mean any kind of like local business. That's okay. Not even close.
Well, Rainforest
to what I'm going
Rainforest
for.
Cafe is
yeah, the
it
Rainforest
doesn't
cafe.
Feel local because it's sort of the
if you remember where we started
Amazon
this,
Rainforest.
We were talking about
the Lion
an
King,
Airbnb.
The Lion King is
location.
Playing.
The Lion King is not a place.
Okay. I think I get what you're going for.
What so, is yeah. a location where people in New York, they say, I'm getting away for the weekend. I am going
to. Oh, the Peanut Butter Falcon.
What is that?
Yes.
They say, hey, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go see the Peanut Butter Falcon
right.
this weekend.
Yes.
That's a play?
It's a movie.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf.
All right,
I
so
like
he's
to go
going
to
the movies to write an article.
Forget about where I am for 2 hours.
And the Airbnb is a movie.
Theater. Duh.
Oh, God, that'd be fucking sick.
Like a haunted movie theater?
Oh, shit. And the freaking creepies are coming out of the screen.
It could be one of those movie theaters
that
where you
would
have
suck.
To have, like, reserve seating in advance.
Oh, that yeah. sucks. The last thing you think is I should have picked a different seat. As the creepies come out of the screen and dismantle you. Oh, shit, man.
That's a pretty good Shining.
Who are the twins, though?
Oh,
the Coors Light twins? And
yeah.
twins.
Like. Football on TV, shots at Gina Lee,
and twins.
And the kid is standing at the end of the hall, and he sees the twins, and his finger goes up.
Like an erection?
Yes, his finger gets boner.
Mm-hmm.
And the fidget spinner spins on its own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your balls do?
I don't. I have no relationship with my sexuality.
Since what? Since I walked into the doorway?
Did he say since? Did he say since?
Like I was walking onto a yacht. 2 minutes of humping. What's wrong with that? Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, really kind. Oh, what a kind, constructive person. No,
she never has done an impression of me.
We were riffing.
No, she's never
done an impression of me. We weren't talking about that at all.
Jeez Louise.
That was more like Hayes' Mack Weldon character.
Nice to meet a fan. I do end up having to do those mostly by myself. Who is another one of your favorite? The guys in it are creepies? In a horror flick
My
that has creepies.
Creepies.
Yes. Who are some of your favorite creepies from horror flick history?
I don't understand the question.
Imagine these creepies coming out of the screen, and it would have to suck if you're sitting there, and that's how you know if you've landed on a good creepy. So like,
the new AHS right. season that we are working on is updated classic mm-hmm. flicks.
Right.
The new Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland, updated, check.
Right.
The Shining, check, did it.
Yeah.
Now we have to do another one. The baby one?
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby. So it's like.
What did I say?
Is it like a Manny?
It's a Manny.
Oh, it's a Manny. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. as the Manny from Fred's.
Right. And he has an, oh, and so there's a surrogate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is it Bruce Willis from Surrogates?
I don't know what that is. Is that a movie?
Oh, Surrogates is a movie.
What's it about?
These freaking robozords.
Yeah. Essentially, everyone is robozord. Plug mm-hmm. in a machine.
It's like, you know Simone?
Simulation 1?
No.
You don't know Simone?
Okay.
No.
Wow. You know, okay, you know Donnie Darko,
you know,
right?
You know the fembots?
From Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world, imagine, is fembots.
Mm.
What?
Are you imagining that? Now, it's not, I don't think that is what.
Who's at the wheel?
Is happening in this movie. You're saying fembots can't drive?
Oh, yeah. The Stepford fembots. What if it's, I'm trying to think of now, like, really creepy creepies.
Slimer?
Did you ever see the Creeters?
What?
The Creeters?
What?
Creeters?
I don't know what that is.
How about the Ghoulies?
That's my name, you know.
The Ghoulies?
Yes.
The Ghoulies on one of the VHS covers in my video store, one of the Ghoulies, I think Ghoulies 2, is coming out of a toilet bowl. No thanks.
Imagine
sitting down and feeling vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. And the Ghoulies are there. Man, those creepies come out of the
Even
screen.
If it didn't bite you. No. Honestly, people think, oh, what if it bit me? Even if it just rubbed up against you.
Dude.
Or just watched.
Dude, even if it just yelled as loud as it could.
Yes, it doesn't even have to touch you. Even if it spoke in a normal voice.
Yelled like, or yelled a word?
I'd probably pick a word if I wanted to really freak somebody
out.
And
what would it be?
Hmm.
David.
David is the word? Jeez.
David!
David! What about in a normal voice? That would freak you out if he
David.
Was like...
If it just said David.
David!
David.
David?
David. That would be so freaky. Why are people only so obsessed with what if the Ghoulies bites them?
Bites their butts.
They're really underestimating the psychological aspects of having someone just yell at your butt while you're sitting in the toilet.
Or even talk to it.
Yeah. Or even just try to start a quiet conversation with it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Imagine the questions you'd have after that.
Like what?
Well, did this come out of my butt or out of the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
if it was talking to my
toilet,
if it was talking to my butt,
feel it. If it did came my out butt, of your butt,
does it believe that my butt has the ability to talk back? And does it? Who's David?
David? My question.
That would be number one for me.
Oh, for me, that's four. Is or David five.
Really?
Is David somewhere else in the bathroom where I can't see him?
Does Am
he,
I David?
Is he? Yeah.
Have I been David this whole time? Bosh is really annoying everyone.
He's so cute. I can't even handle how cute he is.
Everyone's being too loud.
These fucking nuckies. Bosh has started calling people. He has a new word for people, which is if they're. He thinks they're being knuckleheads. Mm-hmm. He calls them nuckies.
Oh, like Steve Buscemi on that fabulous show.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, but he keeps saying like, get a load of these nuckies.
Oh.
And to me, it sounds like it might be inappropriate.
Why?
I don't know. Something feels wrong about it. Yeah. Yo, and you raise your eyebrows as if to say, I wonder where your son got such a judgmental.
I was raising my eyebrows because that cord was moving and I was worried he wasn't eating it.
Hi.
Rosemary's Bay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
That is the new version.
That's interesting and
that
cool.
We're doing is the new version.
So she just has a bad boyfriend?
When
a devilish boyfriend?
Oh, yeah. When Bay is Satan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, he has his zaddy's eyes.
Devin
clapped, and it's a freaking rap.
It's all Instagram stories. The whole movie is Instagram stories. Instagram stories.
And it's one of those things where they start a story and it like finishes in the next one.
Mm. Oh, yes. Well, you see, when the screen first starts, it's so many dots at the top and you kind of track where you are.
Yeah.
What's going on for me? On my phone.
What are you doing? Is this David Gurr?
The Ghoulies, what is another of some
you
of
called
these
me
favorite,
my name?
Yes,
the
some Ghoulies. Of these favorite
yeah.
scary and what are some of the most frightening flicks?
You keep asking me about horror movies.
Yeah,
and you keep asking
I
me
want
about
you
creepies.
To help with the show.
Mm, well, often the most frightening flicks are starring just the most nefarious creepies you ever did lay eyes on. The most sinister creepies imagined often populate
you
these
know what?
Freaky
I think is
flicks.
Even scary. What I think is really scary is you like don't even know what the guy looks like until you do. You
the
know?
Bye-bye man?
What?
You're talking Bye-Bye Man?
The Bye-Bye Man?
Yeah.
What's that?
Not a fan of all our stuff.
Somebody had Lynn like. The Master Class.
Julie.
Yikes.
Horror that anthology one. Series. We yeah. have created this premise out of nowhere, mind you. And we have turned it into something where we have updated all some of these, some mm-hmm. of the most, like...
Iconic.
Among all the flicks.
Yeah.
Some of the spooky...
Freakiest flicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time at the movies. What is another one of these scary parts?
Frankenstein?
Okay.
Why are you not like that? You no, want it to
just
be
takes
more
me back yeah. to when I was not young.
No, but I was having a lot of fun. I wasn't young, but I was having a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Speak on that.
Boy.
Yeah, that was one of the things we would do. So,
Frankenstein, I guess, is technically a movie. What is an updated version?
Well, Max Landis did the updated version, right?
What
I mean, am I wrong?
Of his life?
No, he did Frankenstein. What his did he do, Victor Frankenstein?
His dad created a monster and he like
did
went
he do
around and
Victor Frankenstein?
Did it ever come out?
I think so.
Mm.
He wrote it, right?
Or did he just text he it in parts to women he dated? To get like another abusive line of dialogue.
Oh, baby, I was just being Frankenstein. No, baby, don't misunderstand me. I was just being Frankenstein. Come on, you know I got these crazy screenplay ideas in my head. Sometimes it comes out in text form. I'm just being Frankenstein, practicing my Frankenstein dialogue. Victor Frankenstein.
I heard an interview with, I can't remember if it's that one or if it's I, Frankenstein, where Frankenstein is played by a normal-looking Aaron Eckhart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I heard him on Howard Eckhart Stern.
Is normal-looking now, okay. Not great news for me.
And so he's on Howard Stern. Howard Stern's going, so, you know, you're playing Frankenstein, but, you know, it's not how I'm used to seeing him. You know, you don't really look like how I think of Frankenstein. Aaron Eckhart goes, how do you know that? How do you know what Frankenstein looks like? Like, starts just like really pushing back. Mm-hmm. So you know what Frankenstein looks like? How would you know that? How do you know I look? You're saying I don't look mm-hmm. like Frankenstein, but how do you know that?
Sounds like an actor railing against a system that says you're too this, you're too that, yes. you're too handsome.
And that's what I'm hearing. Time to open up the casting.
Mm-hmm.
Of Frankenstein?
South Asian woman.
Which one? Quick, name five.
I'm just saying.
Can they have worked with my mom?
I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, how do you know? I'm saying that's what Aaron is saying as well.
What does Frankenstein look like?
Yeah.
What does Frankenstein look like? How do you know that?
He looks like Herman Munster.
That's what I thought.
Herman Munster is disgusting. He is the grossest. Like, he's always like twitching his lips, and his forehead's like way too high. Mm-hmm. And he has that black lipstick on. And I think he's the grossest guy. And he's got this like beautiful wife.
But you still would.
I wouldn't. I would not. I'd sooner with Grandpa Al Lewis.
You
in a heartbeat.
You'd rather Grandpa?
Yes, than Herman Munster?
Here's an amazing, like, crazy thing that I heard about Herman Munster. So next, like, one of their next door neighbors or something is like this beautiful bottle blonde, and they think that she is basically like a disgusting monster. When, like you are saying, they are so ugly.
The monsters look like fucking shit. Herman looks like shit.
Herman Munster looks like shit. At least in the Addams Family, she had a Latin lover she'd spread for every night.
Herman comes out of the screen.
He is disgusting.
I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. All he's always in close up too, because he did so much face twitching.
Yeah, you gotta capture that. Let's get a single on Herman.
He's gross.
If he opened his mouth and black liquid just fell out, would you be surprised?
I mean,
on freaking monsters? No. Probably just finished doing something with the creature from a certain lagoon.
And
what if
that is his cub?
What if the hand from
Adam's
Did
family?
You say that was his cum?
Yeah, because you didn't get it, and now it's that's a way homer.
I thought the black saving
you the trip.
He was saying, why does his cum come out of his mouth?
Because he blasted off in there.
Yeah, the freaking creature from the certain lagoon.
Yes, keep going.
Blast in Herman's mouth.
They're having like fun together. Those two, the shape of.
And that's
water.
A problem for you?
Well, let's do...
I'm an ally.
Okay, fine.
Anybody who wants to do anything with the creature from a certain lagoon, man, have at it.
Well, I'm an animal rights advocate.
Okay, and I back myself into a corner. Luckily, I'm already done with the show.
That was apparent when you picked up your phone and said, what's on this for me? What did you say when you picked up your phone?
I don't fucking remember.
Let's talk about the next one, Julie. What do we want out of the next one? So let's plan now.
Something nicer. The next show, you mean?
Yeah.
We could do a TikTok.
The next time Julie is here, we could do a TikTok.
Mm.
That could be
a
good.
A fun Q&A, or we could do a Frank Zappa album.
Okay.
Oh, look at Bosch with his stopped doing it.
Chase his tail for a second.
So freaking cute.
I'm worried about this, what he was eating. What is this?
It doesn't look like he swallowed any of it.
No, all the extra pieces I threw out. So I think he did just chew it up.
Great.
But it's a heavy piece of metal and plastic.
Why would they put that in the belly of a toy?
I don't know. I
he's don't okay. Know. I think he's okay.
Yeah, I just love him so much.
I love him too. He's the most lovable guy.
We could do a TikTok. Did you hear that idea?
I did, yeah.
Did you?
I didn't know exactly how to deal with it.
What do you think, Sean?
About the TikTok idea? Well, I think it's
no,
bad.
No, about...
I think it's not even close
to
something that could sustain even a pitch of what we might do for an episode of the show. And we've done almost nothing for every episode. Right. And I think TikTok's not enough.
You're shooting it down.
No. I'm happy to hear more. What's the TikTok about? Is it a cursed TikTok?
I've never seen a TikTok.
Is it a cursed TikTok?
I had a feeling and I didn't want to accuse you of that. No, but when you pitched doing a TikTok, I did think maybe you'd never seen one.
Never seen one. What is it, a Vine?
It is.
Okay, then let's move on. Jeez Louise, both of you in unison. Yeah. It is. And then they...
We could do a Vine. Bring Vine back.
Mm-hmm.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
That doesn't upset you that he just said that TikToks and Vines are the same thing.
Right.
And then he pitched doing a thing that he just said is the same thing as what you pitched.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't bother me because I'm happy he's participating, to be honest.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Devin, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
What's up? How's it going?
Devin, Dev Dog.
Yeah.
What's your favorite freaky flicks?
Okay, well, I guess freaky I'm not flicks? Fucking here anymore. So I guess I'll just go open a friggin' vein. Jeez, I'll just go drain my vein. My blood vein.
The main vein.
It's not the main vein.
Tray the main vein.
It's my jugular.
Well,
Archie's friend.
I feel like
Devin, say your. He's gonna say his favorite freaky flicks, and then you can riff off that. Oh, you Devin, love riffing, Devin, Julie.
Yeah, Count Jugular.
What about the juggies from the Man Show?
Yes.
Can there juggies be like a trampoline? Scary,
imagine the fembots.
Can there be like a scary juggies movie?
Yep, that's good.
The guys are like, send in the juggies, and then the fembots come out, and they're like, wait a second, you guys look different.
Mm-hmm. Freaking bullets from their jumblies,
right?
Or right.
That's scary.
Did you guys see the Joker trailer?
We did see that one.
Yeah.
Did you notice they were playing Send in the Clowns
by
Stephen Sondheim in the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you think that was cool or fucked up or interesting?
Why are you scared to hear Devin's favorite freaky flick?
Yeah.
Because I'm just scared that they're going to be...
Better than some of your suggestions.
No, no. Just...
You should be.
A little too triggering.
What Devin says.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one that comes to mind, The Descent.
Oh, God!
She's triggered, man.
Are you triggered?
Did I trigger you? Do I make you triggered, baby?
You're mental. Do I make you triggered, baby?
Have I offended you? Do I make you triggered, baby? Snowflake.
It's Austin Powers.
Yeah. This will be good, this episode. So I am gonna split.
This is the first time we haven't
split
even
beef.
Spoken about what we were going to talk about before we started talking.
Yeah. Do you think it's better or worse?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.